Lakewood Buffalo and the rest of the world, you've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey guys, Karam here with McMurray Dental Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
And we're back. No, so yeah, they're muted behind. We weren't up here, so.
I'm sorry.
No, there's no such thing. Nothing to apologize for. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for the show. Definitely appreciate your ongoing support. So thank you, Fad, Keith, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral Toyota. Now on that note, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Alicia Gladue. I am captain of defense on the Northern Spirits.
There we go.
And I'm here to talk about the Northern Spirits team.
So let's talk about it. What are the Northern Spirits? What is that all about?
It is a football team in Mackay. It's like the first on reserve. It's the first on reserve girls team, but I don't know
okay.
if it's like... just any team in the res or okay. any other reses, all right?
Okay. Is that official?
Yeah.
Is it a first? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's like historical.
Yeah, I know.
That's very cool.
To be a part of it.
Nice. Now, the one thing that I can't stop looking at, because all of you guys are wearing them, are these hoodies that you're wearing. So yeah. Is that like the logo on your jerseys as well?
We just got new jerseys. Shout out to Paige for sponsoring us.
Paige who?
How do you say his last name? Yeah.
Real estate agent town? Big shout out to Paige. We love Paige, right, Tanner?
Yeah. She needs to come back on.
Yeah, she does. Okay.
But we got new jerseys, and this is on the side of it, but it's just like our jerseys have like our numbers, and it says for Mackay, and then on the back, it just says it in Cree.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We'll have to hit her up for some of those jerseys.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, how long have you been playing football for?
Since 2019 season, that's the first like, on the Northern Spirits team.
Okay, so you're part of the original.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was the social media person.
Sorry, okay.
Am I going too close?
No, you can listen. There's no such thing. You can't make a mistake here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was the social media person for the team because I was like, they'll ask me to do it since I did it for the Ravens team in town.
Okay. Yeah.
And then one day. We went down to a game.
Yeah.
And there's like first game, a lot of people were getting injured and like really tired and basically we're getting really low on players.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dale was like, "Can you go on?" And I was like, No. And I had like a whole like mental breakdown.
Right.
I don't even know why, I just couldn't stop crying. And then Dale was like, "We really need you." And then one of my friends like got mad and just left to go in the dressing room. And then I was like, "If you go on, I'll go on with you, you know?"
Right.
So I went on not knowing really anything. And then I literally asked my friend, I'm like, "What do I do?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "Tackle a person with the ball." And then like a play or two later, I got my first tackle and I was like, "Let's go." And then after that, I just loved it. And then,
very cool. And so what position do you play?
I play linebacker.
Okay. So you're hitting people hard.
Yes.
Yeah. You like that, obviously. Like the smile. Yeah.
It makes me feel proud and gets rid of my releases some of my anger.
Okay, there we go. Now, you're not the tallest in stature by...
Always, like, the smallest, like,
right.
Slowest, or the, like, you know?
Yeah.
I was, like, really small compared to everyone else. So,
how do you overcome that adversity when you're on the field?
I just don't... I'm not really scared to, like... You know, if you're, like, really big or not, I still go in as hard as I can do.
Yeah.
I guess, like... There's a little bit like doubting, like, "Oh, I'm not as good as this or strong as this person," but
right.
It really stopped me from doing my best.
Okay. Now, you only just started playing in 2019, so I have to imagine you weren't watching a lot of football before.
Oh, I didn't even care about football, like,
right.
Touchdown. Like, I didn't know, like, the, you know?
Right. And now you watch it, though.
A little bit, yeah. Just more, like, to learn just, like, different techniques and stuff. And
right.
Just, like... gets me kind of hyped, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask everybody this. Have you guys picked a team yet?
One, like, my nickname is, like, Chief.
Okay.
I like the Chiefs.
Okay.
A little bit, but also just because like the Raiders and that's like all surrounded by me, kind of. I'm a little bit leaning like towards the Raiders and the Chiefs. So.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. So those are the two. You haven't definitively picked one yet.
Yeah. If they're in like, what do you call it? If they are like playing, I'll obviously choose for them. Or
okay.
Like in the, what do you call it, Super Bowl or something. I'm always cheering on one of them.
Okay. So what do the boys think about this?
Like about a girl playing
football? Yeah.
First, a lot of the boys, when I joined the Saints team, which is one of the teams like in McMurray.
Okay.
And I was the only girl. They were very like kind of welcoming, but it was like I was also really like shy, and my brother was on the team, so I was like really like if I didn't know who to talk to, I'd talk to my brother.
Right.
Or I'll go like talk to the coaches, not to be like awkward or whatever. Like
right.
I don't know. It was just definitely a different transition.
Yeah.
From like Mackay, knowing everybody and growing up with everyone.
Right.
To a team where I didn't even know half the people.
That's right. That's right. But, and now that you're playing on a team that's all people that you grew up with, how does that translate on the field?
There's, like, pros and cons to it. There's, like, to see all of our growth from kids and stuff is really nice. And then just, like, knowing each other, you know, you can just, like, I feel like, you know, when you, like, know someone, you can just talk to them however you want because you know how they are.
Yeah, yeah.
That can get in the way sometimes. But it's, like, it will always make up at the end of the day.
Yeah. And you're in Father Merck?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
I'm grade 11.
Grade 11. Okay, so you're a little bit older than our last guest then. Mm-hmm. So you really are coming to, like, you're about to finish.
Yeah, I just did the tryouts also.
Okay.
Hopefully I make it, yeah.
How was that? How did you find it?
I went to, we did an identification camp, I think it's called. Yeah, identification camp.
Okay.
In February, me and my friend Mateo went down to do it. And we just kind of got, like, taste of everything, got to meet some people and stuff.
Right.
Which was nice. So then coming into this, I knew it was, like, a lot of work. Because before, like, it's, like, wherever you get water or running to your next station, like, you were not allowed to walk.
Oh.
So it was just running nonstop. So, yeah, I'm glad. I used to vape, and I quit.
Yeah.
Luckily. And definitely is helping me on the field and stuff. Definitely, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm, like, breathe now.
There we go. Well, listen, if that's not a PSA, I've never heard one. That was awesome. Don't vape because then it's bad for your lungs.
Yeah, it's really bad for you. I literally couldn't breathe. Like, I was, like, getting anxiety attacks because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Do not vape. Don't recommend.
Yeah.
7 months.
I sober. Love it. There we go. There we go. Tanner, you heard it here first.
All right. I'll make sure I stop vaping immediately. I know.
You never do. So, okay. So what are the game plans after high school finishes off for you?
I don't know. My coach thinks I can make it far with football.
Yeah.
Not really sure what I'm going to do, like, if it's, like, with school or like the sport. I'm not too sure yet. And I'm heading to grade 12 next year, so
yeah.
I'm kind of figure it out.
You don't got to figure it out. I'm an old man. I still haven't figured it out. It just kind of happens.
Yeah, I'm 23, and I still have no idea what I'm doing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner hit me with the phone. That means he's ready with his segment called the Max City Minute. But before we get into the Max City Minute, got to give a big shout-out to McMurray Denture Center. Thank you for sponsoring this segment. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is your favorite part of your transfer between media and the football field?
I think actually playing and, you know, I see lots of people when I was, like, doing the social media, I saw a lot of people, you know, having fun, laughing, hitting hard. Now I get to experience this, so it's kind of, like, fun to actually, like, get, you know, down and dirty.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is the best part of completing a hit for you?
Just knowing that I got them down successfully, just makes me proud, like, you know, like, stay on the ground, you know?
That's awesome.
Question number three. What is one thing you were surprised you learned from playing football?
I think a lot of life lessons are also on the field, like, with football. Like, the same people that, you know, like, that don't give up and go hard are the same people that do that in life. Or, like, just, like, a lot of, like, relations back to just life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never really realized until I joined football. Made me learn a lot.
There you go.
Question number four. What is your favorite way to hype yourself up before you play?
Damn. I don't really know, honestly. I don't really get, like, too hyped. I really get I usually just get nervous, and then when I hit someone, like, my first hit on the field, I'm like, you know, let's go, let's get it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So. And the final question, what is the hardest part of playing football for you?
I think it just takes a lot out of my body, like, mentally and, like, physically, obviously.
Right.
It could be, like, draining towards the end of the season, but I think it's, like, one of the harder things.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's worth it. I love it.
There you go.
And those have been your five questions.
There you go. Tanner, how are we looking for time? We're doing all right?
We're at 10 minutes.
Okay, sweet. So we can talk a little bit longer. Sweet. So going to Father Merck, were there other sports that you were playing when you were there? Is this the first?
I've never played any other sports, just as a single, like, my mom, a single mother with, like, seven kids.
Seven siblings?
Yeah.
Where do you fall in there?
I'm the fifth. No. Yeah, the fifth kid.
Okay.
And I have, like, four older brothers. That's why I think I'm a little bit tough, you know? Like, they
yeah.
Roughed me up growing That's up right. and stuff.
Yeah.
So football was kind of, like, more, like, naturally.
Okay, yeah. It's just like at being home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the first endeavor into sports for you then.
Yeah, I never really had much. Okay, anyone to, like, drive us to sports. And right. being in Mackay, there's not much sports. Besides, like, hockey is, like, the main sport out there.
Right.
So I didn't have much transportation and stuff like that.
Okay, so this makes it easy for you.
Yeah.
Now, in regards to social media, what do you do with social media? I own a social media company, so that's why I'm interested.
Not to brag.
It wasn't yeah. really, like, nothing like that. It's just, like, you know, keeping up to date and, I don't know, just taking pictures and videos and just showing them a little bit of the inside of, like, the football, like, our team and stuff.
Okay. And are you still doing that for this current team?
No, I'm playing.
Oh, focus, dead center. Is there somebody doing that for your team? Like, yes. Where can people follow you?
We have a Instagram account called the Northern Spirits Football Team. It's just Northern Spirits Football, hey?
Okay.
So you can follow us there. And then I'll be updated with all the games and
okay.
scores and stuff.
Yeah, I love you. You're like, no, I don't do that anymore.
No, I'm focused on football. Man. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so when you were creating social media content, though, what were you using to edit those videos? Were you just straight up using your phone?
On my coach's phone. He just, like, passed me it, and then I like taking pictures a lot of, yeah. like, myself and just, like, everything. I, like, always have pictures of everything. That's how I remember a lot of things.
Right.
I don't really remember. I'm really... Yeah. Have the best memory.
Yeah.
So that's, like, a lot of.
Yeah.
All my memories are, like, on my phone.
Basically. Okay. I love it. All right. Well, listen, that's a show. You're a natural. You're really good at this. Now, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug, though. So you have the mics, the camera, lights. Have fun.
Shout out to my mom and my brothers for, like, teaching me to be strong and toughening me up a bit. Shout out to my coaches. Doug, Garb, Conway, obviously Dylan, like Eddie for showing me a lot of new, just like teaching me more and making me expand my growth for football and stuff. And shout out to myself for doing all of this.
There we go. I love it. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Feel free to come back as many times as you want. All right. Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our sponsors, McMurray Denture Center, as well as Noral Toyota. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.